The NBL's new franchise, the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix, announced overnight that its first signing, its marquee signing, is Mitch Creek, who is a boomer. He led the 36ers to last season's grand final playoff, ultimately beaten by Melbourne United. He departed in slightly acrimonious circumstances and is in the States pursuing his NBA dream. He went through Europe. He had a trial with the Brooklyn Nets, who then have moved him into the G League. With the Long Island Nets. So Brooklyn moving him to Long Island to see if he can continue to ply his trade. So the NBA option is still very much alive, but he has agreed to a two-year deal to be the Phoenix's main man. Mitch Creek, congratulations and welcome to 1116 SEN.
No worries. Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
Why have you decided to sign with the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix?
Look, it came down to a few things for me. The timing of my life. You know, I thought that, you know, it was a good fallback plan for me to have. Obviously, my dream is to make the NBA, and I'm going to stick out the entire G League season over here with the Long Island Nets and hopefully chase the dream of getting a couple of 10-day contracts, wherever that may be, and hopefully try and knock on the door even more in the NBA world. And look, for me, you know, I always want to look forward towards the future and try and build a sustainable future for myself and my family and my loved ones. So I felt that the new Southeast Melbourne team, with Tommy Greer at the helm, was a great place for me to lock in a three-year deal and, you know, have that as a fallback plan just in case things don't go the way I hope they do over here in America.
Why does the idea of this team appeal to you? Obviously, you are a Victorian lad, and I take it you've got connections with the likes of Tommy Greer.
Yeah, look, you know, being close to home wasn't really the same place for me. It was more about the exponential growth that this team could have. You know, all the surrounding clubs and suburbs and districts of Southeast Melbourne, the number of kids, the fans, the supporters, the base that we can really establish ourselves with is one of the most, I guess, glorifying things for me. You know, you can set up a life after basketball, and you know, the connection with the Hawthorn Football Club and the AFL is obviously the pinnacle of probably any NBL team in Australia. And for me, I wanted to align myself with potentially successful people, successful sponsors, and obviously a successful club. So right now in my life, I want to try and, like I said, further my career on the court and off the court. And I felt that South East Melbourne was the team to do that for me. And like I said, having Tommy Greer sitting at the top there, overseeing everything, was obviously a huge thing for me as well. So I just felt very comfortable with the decision all in all.
Mitch, it feels like you've been relentless in pursuing your dream since the end of the grand final series last season. Just walk us through what you've done and where you've been.
Yeah, look, you know, I've obviously done a few summer leagues now. I was with Utah and then obviously with Dallas Mavericks. That led me to come over to training camp with the Brooklyn Nets, and then from there, obviously signing with Long Island and trying to pursue my dream of trying to just crack into it from here. So, you know, leaving Australia was obviously tough in the league over there, but, you know, coming here to a new team and new coaches, new scenery, just put me in front of the right people. You know, just getting exposed to, you know, NBA minds and eyes every single day is obviously a huge draw for their teams and something that I felt needed to be done if I want to take the next step in my career. And, look, you know, it's been a hell of a journey so far, and we're only partway through the G League season here. You know, we're sitting 7-3 at the moment. We've got a great team and we're well coached and a good bunch of guys. So hopefully the sky's the limit for myself and the team, and we can make some good things happen.
How demanding is the G League? Give us a bit of an insight into the Long Island Nets.
Yeah, I mean, this past week we played on Friday away. We then came home the next day. We played the day after on Sunday, which was yesterday. We have a day off today. We play tomorrow. We then have a travel day on Wednesday. We play Thursday, Friday, and then Sunday. So we've got basically 6 games in 8 days. So it kind of sums up what we're kind of up against sometimes. And as much as it's a pretty strenuous schedule, we're well looked after here. And, you know, the league's tough. You've got a lot of very highly skilled players that play hard every single night and get up and down the floor and, you know, really make you work. And you've got to try and use all the experience you can, you know, on these back-to-back road trips and, you know, games and, you know, a number of games in a week can be pretty strenuous. So, you know, we just try and do the best we can as a team and trying to recover for the next game. And we understand it's a process and, you know, every day we're trying to get better. So, you know, we watch the game. We move on pretty quick from it. We take the positives and a few negatives and try and build on both of those and go into the next game and try and get another win.
And the standard, is it the best standard you've played at?
Look, I think it's definitely up there. Playing in Germany was obviously a very high level. A lot of great veteran players, a lot of good international players as well as domestic guys as well. So, look, you know, I think this is definitely, there's a reason why a lot of these guys knock on the door for the NBA. They're extremely skilled, they're very athletic. You've got guys that have been in the G League for a number of years. You've got guys that are rookies coming out of college who are touted as, you know, top prospects. You've got, you know, guys that have played a number of years in the NBA and have just kind of fallen away. So, look, it is a very high standard. You know, I think that some of the things that they lack, you know, is obviously, you know, some reasons why they might make an international NBA team. But, look, I consider it, you know, to be one of the top places to play. For me, it's been fantastic. It's helped me develop a lot. And, you know, I'm learning something every single day. So playing against some of the best in the world is always going to help me. You know, I know it helps a lot of other guys as well.
How's your form been, Mitch?
Yeah, look, I think I've done pretty well so far. You know, I've gone out and put up the numbers that I've thought that I can put up, and, you know, I'm feeling more comfortable every single day, and with every game that comes by and passes, I feel more and more comfortable out there with my team. And, you know, it's just the belief that you can do this on a nightly basis, and you have to, because, you know, like I said, you're playing 3-4 games a week every week, and when you have busy stretches, you're playing, you know, 5 and 7 days, 6 and 8 days, and, you know, I feel like I've done really well. I feel like I've been the same player as I've always been. I try and lead by example. I try and be a voice in the locker room, and defensively I'll always compete and play hard, and offensively I'm getting the job done as well, and, you know, just trying to help my team with as best as we can, and at the same time if we can try and help guys off the court as well to kind of develop and, you know, help themselves personally to reach their goals, and, you know, I'm ticking a few boxes, so I just hope I can continue to do that.
It must be a huge life experience as well as a sporting experience. How have you coped with it? Is it are you on your own outside of sort of the team environment, obviously?
Yeah, look, I don't obviously have any family over here. So for me, there are those times where you do miss home, you do miss seeing your mates and hanging out and being able to go and, you know, have a beer on a Sunday and just kind of relaxing your day off. But look, in saying that, I've got a fantastic team, a good bunch of dudes. The good thing is you don't have any dickheads on the team.
Yeah.
It goes a long way when you've got a long season. And, you know, for me personally, you know, I feel like we all get along really well. You know, off the court, everyone's always laughing and joking around and having a good time. So, look, you know, it is a different culture. America's very different to Australia. The people are very different, but the people in Long Island are much different to the people in Manhattan and New York City. And, I like the people out here a whole bunch better than I do the city guys and girls in there. But, look, New York in general is an absolute beast of a place. There's so much to do, there's so many sights to see, and, you know, it's a pretty surreal experience being able to play the Barclay, you know, arena at the Coliseum out in Long Island, and, you know, to attend some of the events and some of the festivities that go on here is a pretty cool feeling.
What will a New York winter be like?
Hopefully I don't get frostbite and die. That's probably the thing I'm scared of most. At the moment, you know, like I touched on earlier, it's sitting around that, you know, Celsius-wise, it's around zero at the moment. I look at it every day and it says, you know, it feels like 4 or 5 or -4 or -5 degrees. And for me, I'm used to, you know, 20s and high all year round. So, and I look back at home in Adelaide and it's saying it's about 30, 35 at the moment. So, we're a mile behind, but at the same time, we're just going to try and adapt and get used to the cold, because it's just going to get worse from here, and it's going to start snowing again, and, you know, blizzards will come and we'll be snowed in some days and snow plows will be on the roads, and for me that'll be a brand new experience. So at the same time I'm looking forward to it, I'm definitely not looking forward to it as well.
It's all to fuel the dream. So Mitch, if whenever the time comes, whether it's next season or beyond with the Phoenix in the NBL, will you return to this league feeling like you've got unfinished business?
Yeah, I think so. To fall short of 2 grand finals and, you know, to be runners-up is never a good feeling. Obviously, last year with Melbourne beating us in game 5 of 5 on their home court is never a nice feeling. It's definitely a kick in the guts, and it's something that I don't want to, you know, experience too many more times, or if ever again. I hope that's the case. But, look, yeah, you know, I definitely have some rivalries back there now, and, you know, teams that I love to play against, and you know, look, if I get to come back and play there, then, you know, I'm relishing the opportunity. I want to go out and win, and that's my job. You know, that's who I am as a person, and that's how I compete every single day. So, you know, I understand that, you know, there's some, you know, bridges burnt in some areas, and there's some teams that, you know, gave some absolute hidings in the past, and, you know, I'm looking forward to those challenges and those obstacles as they come. But yeah, I'm just trying to come back and build a great culture, form a great club that's going to be long-standing and impenetrable. That's what you want to kind of build as a team, and I think that's what we're doing, and we'll continue to do with Tommy Gurr and myself, and obviously Simon as the head coach.
So with those experience from final series, one of the features of the Phoenix will be the instant rivalry with United in Melbourne. As I take it, that's not going to be hard for you to get involved in.
Yeah, not at all. I touched on it in an interview the other day, and you know, spoke about, as much as I hate them as a team, I respect them entirely as a club. How they run their event, the players they have, how they play, the professionalism in which they run every single thing from top to toe, from the first person in to the last person out. So, you know, I have absolute respect for Melbourne. I'm looking forward to the, you know, the interstate rivalry. I feel like the showdown in the AFL between the two Adelaide teams is an absolutely phenomenal thing to be a part of. And hopefully we can try and build something like that in Melbourne. And, you know, we have some great sellout games in a neutral court arena, or, you know, we get to throw a big grand event for us. So, you know, I think that's something that's going to be on everyone's calendar and something that's certainly on mine.
And I guess the other thing will be the 36ers when it comes time to play against your old team. And when you talk about burning bridges, I take it that some of the acrimony there is very real for you.
Yeah, you know, like I said, and I've said in the past, you know, I did leave the South Face in my mouth, how it all transpired and the way at which it happened, you know, something I never thought would actually happen. But, you know, in saying that, it wasn't the club. It was individuals that worked in that club. And for me, you know, I love every single fan that supported me. I love every single teammate of mine and the coaching staff. And, you know, 99% of the staff that work there, I walk in there and, you know, it's family for me. It really is. A lot of teams talk about it, but for me, it really was. And, you know, I can tell you a lot of things about a lot of people's lives, about their families and their kids and their hobbies. And, you know, you check in every single day with people for 8 years, you come very close. So, look, I'm going to walk in there and absolutely cherish my time there, and I'm going to love the fact that I played there and I was a part of something great in Adelaide. And, look, you know, I hope that I get a warm reception. And look, I love every single fan that came across there and supported me, like I said. But, yeah, there's going to be a chip on my shoulder for a few people if they're still around the club and still involved. And, yeah, hopefully we can come out victors, but at the same time, I just want to go out there and play hard and represent my team and myself as coach.
So big times ahead and great possibilities, Mitch. So just give us an idea, your best-case scenario. What's your best-case scenario between NBA and then maybe one day coming and playing for the Phoenix?
Yeah, look, you know, right now it's about just trying to put my best foot forward. We have a showcase in Vegas in a few weeks where all the teams and all the GMs and all the selectors are there kind of looking at players. And, you know, my agency will do everything it can at Mogul Sports to try and, you know, dive into the opportunity and relish what we have in front of us. And, you know, we play good basketball and we demonstrate what some teams might need. The next step is trying to get a 10-day contract. You know, that's your ultimate goal, is to get on with any single team. You know, hopefully you get one with someone, and then it puts pressure on another team to get you in and try and, you know, see where you fit. And hopefully from there, you know, the world's your oyster. You might end up falling into a position where you get 2 or 3 10-days and they have to make a decision. For me, that's the ultimate goal right now, is just to take it step by step and make sure every day I'm trying to get better and trying to help my team be as successful as possible. And if I do that, then, you know, it puts me in a good position and it makes me leave at the end of the day saying, you know what, I did everything I could and that's the main thing. So, look, it's a few 10-days. You know, hopefully, you know, if that snowballs into something bigger and turns into a full contract one day, then phenomenal. If not, and none of that transpires, and obviously coming back and playing back home for the Phoenix is obviously my number one priority. And like I said, just trying to build and develop a reputation that, you know, the Phoenix is one of the most powerful teams in the NBL competition.
It's exciting times for you, Mitch. Good on you. Thanks for sharing a bit of it with us, and good luck in the States. We'll see you back in Melbourne.
No worries. Thanks for your time, mate.